My first professor for preaching sermons at Mass told us that he was going to teach us strictly according to official church theology, as it was taught and understood by the Second Vatican Council, which was held in the 1960s, 1962 to 1965. But the professor told us that he was going to use a baseball analogy instead of a lot of confusing theology. He told us to imagine the preacher like a pitcher in baseball. The big game is coming when the pitcher will pitch the game, and like a pitcher, the preacher also prepares. He should pray. He should read the scriptures of that Sunday and study them carefully. And then meditate and pray some more and practice and write and maybe discard the branches that shouldn't be on the vine. And sometimes you find yourself in some weird places when you start taking off on your own writing, and you need to go back to reading and back to prayer and realize what it is you're trying to do to stay connected to the vine. Imagine now this pitcher, and he's working on his fastball. And throughout the week he prepares. He's pitching every single day, and he throws a lot of pitches. He works on his delivery, his form. He works on his speed. He gets that fastball flatter, straighter. He's finding the strike zone more often, and he gets it faster and faster. On game day, he pitches his best, just like he practiced. And when the ball leaves his hands, he knows it's a fastball, because he does it just like he prepared. The preacher prepares in a similar way. As he works out the message he's going to deliver at Mass, it usually takes me hours of study and prayer and meditation and reflection and practice to prepare a Sunday homily. I take it seriously. It's the only way to make certain that I am a branch still connected to the vine. It's pretty important to me. Now, prior to the Second Vatican Council, most Catholic theologians and seminary professors who trained priests for preaching accepted and taught that the Holy Spirit works on, inspires, animates the preacher. And in the preacher's prayer and meditation, in his study of sacred scripture, the Holy Word of God, and the Holy Spirit working upon him and through him, he is placing himself connected to the vine, and the Holy Spirit is working upon him. That's true. It's always been the teaching, and it's always been true. However, leading up to and during the Second Vatican Council, there was a renewed awareness throughout the church that the Holy Spirit didn't just work on the pitcher. There's a catcher. And the catcher is the lay people. It's you. And the Holy Spirit is working on you just like he is on the pitcher. Now, throughout the church, there was this renewed awareness that the Holy Spirit was also loving and working on the catcher just like he was working on the pitcher. And in equal measure. We've always known this, but sometimes the church needs to be reminded of things. That the Holy Spirit is always at work building up the church. In that first reading, we read that the church was being built up and walked in fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The Holy Spirit's always been here. And we also know that the Holy Spirit works personally on each one of us according to our need. Each catcher is unique. Each preacher is unique. But each catcher is unique in a different place in their spiritual journey, in their spiritual maturity, in their spiritual needs. And the Holy Spirit knows each one of us intimately. There cannot be a one-size-fits-all sermon, the way a lot of preachers might think about it. Each catcher receives the pitch they need to receive. The Holy Spirit is speaking to each one of you in its own mysterious way. And that's why the professor taught us that as a preacher, after you have pitched your message to the people of God, shut up and listen. The professor told us, you don't have the right, preacher, when you're greeting people at the door at the end of Mass. You don't have the right to respond to someone who just told you, preacher, that was a wonderful curveball or slider that you pitched to me. You don't have the right to say, I didn't pitch a curveball. I only pitched a fastball. Shut up, preacher. The ball left your hands. You finished preaching. Shut up and listen and find out what the Holy Spirit pitched to the people of God, if they care to share it with you. Chances are, he said, the Holy Spirit was pitching to them exactly the pitch they needed to hear. There's a pitcher, but there's also a catcher. And the Holy Spirit loves and works on each of us, in and through us, in mysterious ways. And over the years, I have found that lesson to be profoundly true. I know that I struggle with it primarily because of my ego and my pride. I'd like to think I'm in control of what you receive, but it's not true. The Holy Spirit is working on you just as he is on me or any other church member. And often the responses I get back from the people who care to share with me just astound me. I'd say, were we at the same Mass? I love to hear from people after I've preached. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't need good preaching or good preparation. We certainly do. Sometimes there are bad preachers. And too often there's bad preaching, probably because the preacher got lazy or didn't spend enough time in preparation for one reason or another. I know that's usually my problem. But preaching is not meant to happen in an empty church. And preaching is not meant to happen to empty heads. Preaching is not mind control. It's not intended to be entertainment or a work of art. Preaching is intended to help us to open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, to understand the Word of God for our own spiritual benefit and for our eternal life. Preaching is intended to keep us connected to the vine. Now, it's also important for the catcher to know his or her job. There are bad preachers and there are bad catchers. Or poor catchers. And all too often, poor catching can result from lazy catching, lazy preparation. Good catching takes effort, takes good catching habits, like perhaps reading the scripture before you come to Mass, or coming in time to pray and get yourself connected to the vine before Mass starts. It's not meant to be like 7-Eleven, where you run in while the gas is pumping and grab your groceries and come back out and run. It's not meant to be like that. Now, we can all recognize when the preacher's not connected to the Word of God. when he hasn't been praying with the Word of God. We can recognize when a lecturer hasn't been praying with the scriptures that they're reading. It's obvious. Everybody can see it. But preachers can also see when the catcher is not responding or not participating in Mass or receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it's a sad thing. The words, "I didn't get anything out of it, Father," the people may say about a sermon or Mass may indicate their level of effort, that they weren't engaged. Attending Mass is spiritual effort. Mass is a team sport. It's not theater. It's not drama. You're not watching a game. You are the game. Jesus said to his apostles, "I am the vine, you are the branches. And my Father is the vine grower, and he takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit." Come to Mass ready to be pruned. You know that feeling was, ooh, that hurt. Or, wow, I hadn't thought about that. Come being prepared to be challenged or to grow, to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you may not be able to imagine beforehand. Jesus says, "You're already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you." You've been pruned to sin. You've been baptized. You've been listening to the word of God most of your lives. The Mass is actually a dialogue with God. We don't think of it that way sometimes, but the Mass is not something to come and be observed. It is a true dialogue. It's a dialogue between the vine and the branches. It's going on. It's live. It's living within the church. And this dialogue prunes us and hones us. And there's no dialogue unless we enter in and remain connected. For example, "The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts."
Give
the Lord. Pruning. "Let's give thanks to the Lord our God." The Mass is a dialogue from the beginning to the end. And the Holy Spirit is working in and through each of us at every single Mass. Be prepared to come to the game. And allow yourselves to be pruned. And come share with me afterwards the pitch that you caught from today's experience at Mass.